You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
Hello, this is Bradley Martin, and we're going to talk about an anime today. We don't do that too often because there's not as many anime as there used to be that are long-lasting and epic in scale, scope, and ambition as one like this. Attack on Titan. The story began when little Eren Yeager watched his mom turn into a person snack for his other mother, I'll call her. Is that a spoiler? Spoiler warning for the first three seasons. She gets gobbled up and he declares to the world his bestie Armin and friend, sister, girlfriend, Mikasa, I'm going to kill them all. I haven't heard the English voice, so if that was a bad impression, I apologize. Later, we see him join the scout troop so he can leave beyond the wall and attack the Titans. Is that where the name comes from? No, it doesn't. He himself can turn into the quote-unquote attack Titan with the power of punching and getting hard. Okay, then we fast forward a couple of more years and we find out that there is a conspiracy so mind-blogging, staggers the imagination, destroys the very foundations of people's beliefs when we discover what's in his daddy's basement. It turns out that the Titans came from the Earth and did some horrible stuff under the control of King Fritz. Or possibly not under the control of King Fritz? Propaganda battles ensue. For thousands of years, or maybe hundreds, nobody knows. But lies upon lies are stacked upon lies, and the people on the Island of Paradise are trying to break free of their cages and kill off all the mean faces that oppressed them for centuries. While these mean faces, also known as the Marleyans, are like, no, you are the evil people here. So we kill you, and war is bad, is the basic behind the premise of this final season. But where does Eren stand in all this? Do you agree with him or don't you? I have Gina here with us, who's a non-Jaegerist, so that's pretty much a fuck you to Eren, I believe.
Whoa, I won't go that far. Howdy ho there, neighbors. Yes, I'm just not down with his master plan. He's actually become annoying to me, but we'll wait for that.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for it.
Yes.
But also, we're a trio today, and we have with us someone who's always going to stand up for the fans. It's a popular podcast. He's the host of Doggett.
Jewish allegory Doggett.
And we'll have to discuss that, because I don't think there is a Jewish allegory per se.
That's what you told me. No, you set me up, you monster. You told me that's what the show was talking about. I was like, Bradley, I didn't see all that. Explain it to me. And you gave me like a 2-hour explanation. So I made that joke in good faith that I knew what I was talking about, you son of a
in
bitch.
In good faith? Is that a pun? We will we will maybe get into that, and maybe we won't. There's a lot of subtext, but I don't know if it was literal or not. That's what makes this so strange to watch, because it used to be a horror anime about monsters eating people as they kicked and screamed and begged. And now it's some sort of a political, like I said, war is bad thesis on eugenics and breeding and war propaganda and the lies we tell ourselves to sleep at night. It took a turn. What did you guys think of this final season, and how did you feel about Eren's first steps into his final character arc, we'll call it.
Bradley, it sounds like you and me have the same issues with the show, except mine started after, like, episode 6. Like, when Eren dies the first time, I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be the most hardcore anime we're ever gonna get. And the next, like, following 2 episodes were, like, the best of the show at that point. And everything looked like, wow, this really is not like any anime I've seen before. This is truly terrifying. I don't know where this is going. And, oh, shit, there's Eren. Oh, okay, it's an anime. We're watching an anime. I have to assume this would be a government conspiracy, right? There it is. Okay, someone's gonna be royalty. There's the royalty. Okay. It's an anime. At least it's a well-written anime with not a lot of fan service at all.
Yeah, I'd say there's next to no fan service. But here's some fan service for our viewers.
Oh my god. Can we not? Oh, I love the hat.
What did you think of the anime, Gina?
Man, okay, so I'm a little
new. What'd you think of Japanese Killmonger?
What?
No, not no, even
we're not
close.
Doing that. We're not doing that. Don't do me like that, man. It's just because I'm black, isn't it? No, I'm joking.
How does she know?
So I remember I watched the first season of Attack on Titan, and then I never returned. And then when I knew I had to review this, and everyone was tripping about the last season, and then unfortunately the tragedy that happened that also delayed the last season, I had to revisit and catch up. And my God, my main issue with this is my main issue with a lot of animes I don't watch is that they try to put a lot of information into a short series. I feel like this series could have definitely used 2 extra seasons, especially because of the time loop and all the different characters that come into play. But I do think they handled it well. I felt like this really could have got convoluted, especially me binging the 2nd and 3rd season. It really, I had to catch up, you know, I had to get up to speed.
Binging buddies.
And so, exactly. So when I got to the last season, I actually wasn't as exhausted because I was, like you, Bradley, I was ready for it to wrap up. Like, I'm ready for this resolution because I got the sense, I already know what war is. I've already seen what political propaganda has done. This is very much an allegory to religious warfare. Mm-hmm. This is an allegory, you know, for a lot of minority groups that aren't the minority. Clearly, they're getting at labor and how the bourgeoisie class ain't shit. And like, it got real political real fast. So it definitely shifted its tone. And I didn't mind that so much because a lot of shows are afraid to touch these topics and they're afraid to show how we're all complicit to some degree. But I like how they don't make the characters unlikable enough to where I'm just like, you know what? I don't care if anybody lives, which isn't the case in this show, but it is a lot going on. Like, my brain is still trying to figure out like what Titan is, what, who absorbs who, who's royal, who's not. It just got to be a lot. So now I'm just at a point where I watched the last episode and I was like, are you effing kidding me? Like, can we just wrap this motherfucker up? Like, I feel like pressing.
You just said you wanted more episodes. And now you said you don't want episodes. Make up your mind.
I can't.
Make up your mind.
I can't. It's too much. It's too much. I feel like the earlier seasons definitely could have been a lot longer and this season could have definitely been a lot shorter. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Because I definitely wish it could have just wrapped up. However, I will say season 4 is actually my most favorite season. The other 2 seasons, for some reason, I just didn't like them at all.
Well, the season 4 skipped to the part where Eren was captured, so it saved us a lot of time.
Yes, that too. And to me, I like the character arc of Eren because he's a relatable character. Like, I wouldn't necessarily call him a villain because it's just like what he is a product of his experience and his trauma. Like, what else would you expect when you come to learn that your entire life is pretty much some old BS? I think we can all relate to that feeling of wanting freedom and then understanding that freedom really is just a concept that we have been conditioned to believe. And if you truly want to live a life that makes you happy, it has to really be the life that you want. And he doesn't really have that choice. It was taken away from him. So I love hate Eren. I really do. this season had made me really question whose side I was on. And the fact that this season was able to do that, kudos to the writers and kudos to just how this developed. I feel like this season, the season four and season one to me are the best seasons out of this entire series. And that's just me personally.
Yeah, it also, but in all seriousness, this is a great discussion, but in all seriousness, fuck Gabby.
Okay.
Yo, fuck, bruh. I wanted to say, fuck these kids.
What was everybody's favorite coldest line of the show? Like when Aaron told Berthold.
No, I think Berthold's dead. Is it Reiner?
When Aaron told Reinhardt, "Hey, don't worry about it. We're the same."
That was
that
cool.
Shit broke my soul.
Yes,
it was like, oh man, are. The kid's lost. Yeah. He's gone.
Now I'm gonna give some context for Gabby because I wanna touch base on that. So it turns out Aaron is a part of this race called the Eldians. And the Eldians are treated like garbage by the Marleyans. And Eldians who can't prove that they're worthy of being allowed to live get sent to an island called Paradise. And that's where Grisha, Aaron's father, was sent. And unfortunately where his wife, his lover, was sent as well. Because they were given up by the Gestapo. I mean his own son, working for the Gestapo, whose names I forget. The Marleyans. So Aaron was born into Paradise. I get it. Subtext. And he joins the military to fight back against the Titans. Finds out the military's not necessarily lying to him, but the truth isn't something he's allowed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron slowly starts to, as you pointed out earlier, Gina, decide to, hey, what about living the way I want? And one of the choices in living how he wants is taking the fight to the Marleyans, who wronged his father and, of course, all of his ancestors, which involves slaughtering a lot of his true enemies, but also a lot of collateral damage includes children. Now, Gabby is a child soldier working for the Marleyans and raised on their propaganda to be taught that the paradise devils across the sea are coming to kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
So she, I think, is a fascinating character, but unfortunately, she kind of 86 is one of the most beloved franchise characters in the whole show. So
she's like a competent Jojo Rabbit.
Yes, that's a really good point.
I'm not gonna lie. When that incident happened, I wasn't as like, oh, because at this point,
me neither.
I wish they had. I don't know if it's different in the manga. I haven't read the manga, and I'm not going to read the manga. But
you should read the manga
because I'm too depressed.
It's like,
dog, and I can't.
It's like
do
200
it.
Chapters.
Right, I can't. I just,
okay, yeah, you're right. I might as well have told you to read The Walking Dead.
Maybe like in the summertime when I get more vitamin D and my ADHD isn't going crazy, I'll probably sit down and do it. For me personally, I just wish that they were able to stand up to Aaron a little bit more. So for me, I had reached a point once that scene had happened where it was like, well, you kind of got what you deserve. You know, like regardless of where you stand in this fight, you still came in and killed and created the same trauma, right? Monsters create monsters. That's another thing that plays into this a lot, literally and figuratively. So it was like, dang, she died. But then it was like, I don't know why y'all thought this wasn't going to be a mission where you could possibly lose your life. Like, you all know this is a dangerous job.
Right.
And the fact that I loved that they presented Gabby's character because it really does show the product of trauma, the product of war, whether they were conditioned to believe propaganda or not. She saw her whole entire family murdered, and this wasn't solely by Titans. It was by humans. So it definitely added a layer again of just like, at what cost, which is what I think this whole season is the epitome of, like, at what cost, what is it worth?
Yeah.
When everyone kind of has their own self-interest invested in this. Like, I was sad, but I was also like, all right, well, your time is kind of ran its course, honey. And the last thing that you asked about was food. And that's when I did feel sad, because that's probably going to be me when I pass away. The last thing I'm going to ask about is food.
Oh, that sucked. Like, hey, everybody, what do you want to eat at?
And the best thing about Gabby to me, Gabby, she is such a loyalist to the hand that feeds her, I'll call it. Because
mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a disgusting group. They want to commit genocide against an island, but not quite too much genocide, because then they won't have the island to blame all their problems on. Topical. She has this friend that his name's Floch, and he just wants to keep her safe. He loves Gabby. He wants to keep her safe. But Gabby runs into gunfire. Gabby runs into burning buildings. Gabby runs into airships that are flying away for the cause. So I feel for that simpy boy.
He's her Ronstoppable.
Yeah, the Ronstoppable of Gabby. And that's an interesting dynamic, too, because she wants to protect her friends, and she's putting all her friends in danger with her bullheaded nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
So taking things down a bit before our final thoughts, you guys got a favorite character and moment of this season?
Levi still. Levi. The entire season was like, I should have killed that dude. I should have let you get eaten. He's just tired of it. He's basically you and Jenna, like, shit, there's a part two. Please let me be dead. Yeah.
My favorite line of Levi is, you really think I wouldn't kill my own men? Like, ooh, that's that's a soldier to his core.
That's a miscalculation on your part.
Right? Miscalculation. I may be in the unpopular camp, but I'm actually at a tie with Zeke and Yelena just because I like diabolical characters. I like
great.
The strategist. I love the folks that are a little philosophical. I'm probably going to go with Zeke more so just because I've been riding with him for so long. And it's more so just I just like the way that character arc and what he represents in this show. And I just think he's him and Aaron's their dichotomy is pretty much the reason why I'm even still watching this show.
Yeah.
And he's got a mean swing.
He does, Brad. Don't mess with Zeke. Yeah. He rocks. Like, yeah. I thought you underestimated him. And it's just like, what?
The ape titan. Oh, what's his power? Oh, he's a giant ape. Nah, man. He's got a killer slider and no one can hit his ball outside the curve. So.
He's got a little Puerto Rican in him.
Hey, at least my ex was a little Puerto Rican in him too, so.
I don't have eyebrows. I can't express myself like that.
You should get some, Doggy. Why don't you start with your final thoughts, Doggy?
About that statement? I mean,
about the final season, colon, part one after
you
all.
Had me all flustered, Bradley. Put me on the spot. Okay. Okay. No, I like the season. I think season three probably is my favorite season because season one started to drag a little bit. Season two, it felt like an extended arc that I just was not a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I like getting into the heads of the enemy. It's like when we were in the Fire Nation in season four of Avatar. We got to see how the glue was made, and it's like, nah, you guys are fucked up. You guys are definitely fucked up. You should be stopped. No, I don't see where you're coming from, but I see how you're all fucked up. To an extent, maybe almost also understand Aaron, because, you know, I don't want to spoil or anything, but like he was there for a while, and he got to know the people. And he made a decision like, yeah, I'm not going to feel bad if you guys die. And the rest of the season goes from there. And it is incredible.
He might be feeling bad, but he's got a conviction about him.
Yeah. So I'm going to give this 9 out of 10 ass whoopings Armin gets.
Poor Armin.
Seriously though, shouldn't he learn how to fight by now?
He's just a kid, man. He's just trying to do the right thing. Gina, your final thoughts.
I completely agree with Doggett too about Aaron and why I am so happy they didn't make him out to be such an easy character to root for. It's you don't see a lot of anime where they do it well, where they create a character that is multidimensional, that is layered, that is empathetic. And then you can completely disagree with how he's going about it. And that's how I felt about Aaron's whole entire character arc, because it invoked in me like, you can do it this way. You have the power to do it this way. Why don't you do it like this? Oh my God. It allows me to be self-reflective or reflexive in how we are conditioned with our nationalism in real life. And to be able to see that reflected and be like, all right, well, we're all just human and we're all just trying to deal with this trauma. And he's under immense amounts of pressure. And it's just like, my God, I don't know if I want to, like, have his babies or murder him. Like, that's just where I'm at right now with Aaron. Because it's like, when he transforms, I don't know why I think he's hotter as a Titan than a regular person.
Those things aren't always mutually exclusive.
Hey, man, his Titan is pretty hot. But I really do appreciate... I really do appreciate the comeback. I think I will enjoy the series overall once it's finished. And I can sit down and really... Instead of binging seasons 2 and 3, I can really sit down and watch it and enjoy it. But for the most part, like I said previously, season 1 and season 4 to me are the best paced and the best written seasons that I have And season four definitely pulled me back into rooting for this series and wanting to be reinvested in the series. And it's sad because it's about to end. But then again, I'm kind of glad that it ends because I would like for that to happen in real life, that we stop doing wars and stop buying into 1,000-year-old propaganda and justifying our hate towards each other because it's costing lives and it's not worth it. So I'm glad that there's a show out here that young folks can watch where they touch upon these issues, but it's not in a preachy, shove it down your throat kind of way. It's really presenting the stories of these characters and looking at the consequences of their actions. I will give season four, 9 out of 10 times. I was ready to have a heart attack when old girl was in the little crystallized glass thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, is she going to crack or not? Like, what is happening? That gave me the most anxiety ever. And then when life happened, I was just like, well, finally, Jesus.
Very good.
Yes.
So I probably like this the least out of both of you. Those are high scores. I've read the manga and passed what has shown in the anime, and I think it's going to be a great final season. Who knows what's going to be the same and what they're going to change. The art by MAPPA, putting this Titan fight in motion, putting the 3D gear and all the killing Levi does in motion. It's wonderful. And I don't think a lot of studios could have pulled that off. My favorite characters were Ymir and Historia's love story, and that gets resolved off screen with like 10 seconds of dialogue. So that really annoyed me. I think Gabby's psycho warmonger for the horde type of attitude is incredible, but also disturbing, which it should be. So that's fine. Aaron got like a man bun and a six pack and went full Jared Leto cultist. And I think that's amazing. I miss badass Mikasa. I don't like Aaron. Oh, Aaron. Forsooth, I hate that Mikasa. That's so upsetting to see her turn into such a, I don't want to say pathetic character, because she's been lovesick for this dude.
Yeah, you gave me shit for calling somebody else pathetic.
I did give you shit. I apologize. But yeah, she's been in love with Aaron, I guess, since they were children. And I was just too dopey to notice until this final season, maybe. And oh, poor Armin. Oh, Armin just wants to do right by everybody, but you can't do right by no one when you're in a war. And that's, this season really hammers that home. I like the introduction of the Hammer Titan. That's a pretty freaking cool power. I hope we see more of that. Very excited for part two because it's going off the rails in the best way if they stick close to the manga. And even if they don't, I think they're going to come up with some incredible, wacky, insane things to finish on. I'll go ahead and give this 7 people snacks out of 10.
You know, it's kind of weird. A lot of shows are having the same kind of conclusions, which is, you know, the solution might be birth control.
Let me be quiet and not put my business out there. Take birth control, everyone, please.
Wait, that's the plan? Oh, okay.
2020 was a hard year for everybody. So...